Hey guys, we're back. It's Coach Mike T and Mike G, and thanks for listening to the Sweat Angel podcast. Today, we're breaking down. It's our third episode on the Eastern Shore Affiliate Challenge workout strategy and analysis. Just a little quick kind of tips and tricks for those of you that are competing this weekend. You know, if you haven't tried the workouts out at all, sorry, these are definitely good teamwork workouts. You know, you should have hopefully practiced them with your partner, but I just wanted to give you guys some tips and hopefully help you guys out this weekend. You know, hopefully you guys, you know, this will help you, you know, bring your A game and improve your performance, or at least make it more fun, taking a little bit of the mystery out of the workouts. They were definitely well-programmed workouts, definitely teammate and partner-oriented. Mike and I did them a couple times. I did them with my partner one, two, and then I did a couple with the other partners. So I think I have a pretty good perspective of it, but you know, it's just one perspective. Hopefully, you guys, take your own personal skills and strengths and weaknesses into account, and you figure it out, you know, your own way if you have to. But today we're talking about 15.3, which is the synchro, the in sync workout. It's got synchro burpees over the bar, synchro lunges overhead with a dumbbell, wall ball shots while your other partner's holding a handstand hold, followed by lunges, right?
Yep. And then the 15 bar face.
15 and finish up with 15 bar face and burpees. So, so I know you had some views on this, Mike. What would be your strategy for this?
So I think the burpees are what they are. I think that you should push the pace a little bit on the 30, but obviously we don't want to go all out because we have the whole rest of the workout. It's only a 5-minute workout. I think it has a 10-minute cap on it.
But 5 minutes if you got all your ducks in a row and you're really
it's
your partner in sync.
It's a literally 5 to 6 minute workout. If it takes you longer than 6 minutes, I think that you probably. So none of the weights are challenging, or they shouldn't be challenging, none of the weights.
So we're talking about like kind of upper tier competitive,
I think anybody should be.
Okay.
I think anybody, so 50-pound dumbbell lunge isn't super for anybody. 50 pounds overhead or 35 for females shouldn't be super challenging.
So what do you think, should the first 30 burpees, should you come out hot, pace them, what should you do?
I think it should be a fine combination. Obviously, you can only go as fast as the slowest person because they're synchronized, which I think is a good strategy. I think that you should go off the pace of the slower person for the first 30 burpees and go at their pace. So that way, when you go onto the lunge and onto the wall balls, the person that was a little bit faster can maybe pick up some of the slack. So obviously, if the slower person's gassed, the faster person's going to have to pick up a little bit of the work there.
All right. I just want to make a point. What I found was, it was pretty obvious to me. Hopefully you guys picked up on this if you did it, was when it comes to the wall balls and the handstand hold or the push-up hold if you're scaled, I would, if your female is really good at wall balls, I would definitely try to get her to do most of them because you're using the same ball, but the wall ball, the target is lower for the women. So just physics, it's 2 feet shorter for the RX division. So, you know, every... 10 wall balls, you're saving 20 feet of distance in terms of having to throw the ball. So if your male's a good handstand holder, let's push the lady on the wall ball shots a little bit. And then, and I would try to make transitions probably pretty quick and limited, right? Do you agree?
Yeah, so I also think that the biggest part of this workout is going to be made or broken depending on no mistakes. So don't mess up the burpees. Don't mess up the plank or anything like that. Don't mess up the handstand hold.
Right.
Just don't make any mistakes. Take your time, slow down a little bit. But it's going to take you more time to mess up and then correct it than it would if you just slowed down a little bit and you did it right the first time.
I agree. And then after the wall ball shots, we're just lunging back, and then it's as fast as you can go on those last 15 burpees,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely. Yep.
All right, no mistakes. So, okay, that's our analysis. We've done all three workouts. I know Mike and I are excited to get down there to Salisbury on Saturday and do this. It's supposed to be a nice day. So hopefully this helped you guys. If you guys have any questions, definitely like our station. Check us out on the iTunes podcast. Can't wait to see you guys on Saturday. All right. See you.